The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Joining us now in studio is Caroline Casey, who is a disability activist and the founder of The Valuable 500. Good morning. Thank you so much for your time and for being with us on Bloomberg Radio. I suppose, first of all, I'd just like to introduce the audience to what The Valuable 500 is and what your campaign is all about, sort of trying to focus on disability.
Well, The Valuable 500 is the world's largest business partnership of 500 organisations and their CEOs working together to accelerate global disability inclusion. And like, we have a unified purpose for system change. End of, nothing less than. And today, with Global Accessibility Awareness Day, it's really putting our energy and force and power behind ensuring that we disrupt the culture of digital and technology product design to make sure accessibility and inclusion is a core requirement. Why not? Why wouldn't we?
And you've got big corporates falling over themselves to talk about D&I, diversity and inclusion. But you say that CEOs are being silent on inclusiveness for people with disabilities.
Well, so I think we should talk about DEI and A, accessibility, right? But what The Valuable 500 began for was to break the CEO silence, because the CEOs at the top of the organisations, the choices they make are going to affect where the investment, where the energy and the intention is. And without those CEOs, we can't create inclusive business. So we've broken that silence. And today, on our second birthday, on the 18th, we are announcing our next big move. And that is really about getting our 500 companies to start reporting on their disability performance, digital accessibility being one of them. And can I just say, we're sitting here in the offices in London. Do you know that of our FTSE 100 companies, 30% of them do not have accessible websites? Seriously, why would you stop people with disabilities and their families doing business with you?
Okay. But I think for this and for other campaigns around other diversity issues, The problem is in delivering, isn't it?
Yes.
We've been talking a lot about the Confederation of British Industry, the biggest lobby group in the UK. They are losing members because of a culture of sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. You know, for all the talk, and they were leading partly that charge in the UK, for all the talk about inclusion and diversity and respect within the workplace, you know, these issues are quite persistent. How do you make it more than lip service?
Oh, thank you. One of the biggest things that for us is accountability. And we had those 500 companies have to commit to a board level commitment over the last 2 years. And we've seen them do that. I mean, it is extraordinary to see what has been done. But now what we believe is the only way to capture and to ensure accountability is to get our companies to report on their performance in their annual reports. So we will be calling out to all our Valuable 500 companies. We've identified five key metrics that our companies have agreed on, whether it's about an E or G group, whether it's about digital accessibility, whether it's about training, goals, self-ID. We want you to report, because if we don't report on it, we can't measure it and we can't manage it.
But that is a huge issue, isn't it?
It's huge.
It's huge because, for example, the government mandated reporting around women's pay in the workplace. That is something the UK does. Europe can't do because, there's also been a talk about doing this for ethnicity as well, but the difficulties around that. It's quite difficult actually to pin down, isn't it? Because it's individuals who must come forward and explain their disability.
And also, Caroline, you know, talk about accountability. Not all disabilities are visible. Do you think there's still fear for people to disclose neurodiversity at work?
Look, this is the thing. 80% of disability is invisible. 20% of our global population lives with neurodivergence or neurodiversity. I have a disability. My disability is invisible. You wouldn't know that I am registered blind. I think there still is a reticence to speak about your disability because it's how it's perceived in the world. If it's seen then less than or costly, or, you know, for us, the valuable 500 is trying to shift that narrative to say, look at the value of this 1.3 billion people and the insight and the innovation they can bring and the growth. Because if you think about that 1.3 billion and a mother and a father, that's 54% of our global economy. That's 13 trillion spending power. That's value. So if we can see people with disabilities adding value, right, if you can see those role models, then people will disclose. But you don't. We don't see it now. We are seeing change, right? Look at the front cover of Vogue magazine. Wasn't it brilliant to see Selma Blair and Lola Love and Ellie Goulding and Sinead Burke? When we start seeing positive examples of the value of people with disabilities in the community, then I think people will come forward.
Caroline, can I ask you, was part of the reason that you were inspired to start all this because of your own experience?
Well, the real reason, I've been 23 years an activist. I came out of the disability closet when I was working for a management consultancy, and I'd been hiding my disability. Today that we know that 7% of our CEOs are living with a disability and 4 out of 5 of them are not disclosing it, how is that still the case 20 years later? I created the Valuable 500 out of sheer frustration. We need to see accelerated change. We need to see system change. And it is not possible unless we have business meaningfully at the table, being accountable, very important, doing action, and having the will and intention. And I don't believe it can be resolved by one company or one CEO. It needs the power of a collective force that can share with each other, fail with each other, learn together, but no more excuses.
Okay. Are there enough skilled jobs for people with disabilities? That is a kind of crucial issue in the cost of living crisis. We know that that has affected certain communities more severely in some senses than others. Are there enough well-paid skilled jobs for people with disabilities?
Well, when we even say that, the word disability is a tiny word that covers so many vast experiences. Sure. And as Lizzie was saying, it's neurodiversity, it's sensory, it's physical, it's mental health, it's learning disabilities. There's not one size that fits all. Are there jobs? Of course there are jobs. If you want to serve a market that has 1.3 billion people who have different needs, how can you serve that market and attach yourself to that growth and opportunity without bringing that talent into the business? And today, being Global Accessibility Awareness Day, I just want to say we need to bake in, design in inclusion in the products and services that we are designing today and stop leaving disability or inclusion or accessibility as a sort of an afterthought. And if we want to grow and if we want to capture the insight and innovation that this community has to have, bring them in, employ them, work with them.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.